as a financial producer and starting my own national financial marketing company from scratch, I spent over 2 decades working with the top producers from all over the country. This show is about translating the insights and secrets of these top producers that will get you closer to your ultimate goal, the building of a successful business. I'm Jerry Harabin. This is Extreme Producers. Welcome to podcast number 2 of Extreme Producers. Today, we're going to talk to you about lead systems and how to buy leads, what type of lead systems are out there, but specifically how to purchase your leads using what I call free money. Welcome to Extreme Producers. My name is Jerry Harabin, and we want to talk today about how to effectively and at a low cost get leads. I think that's one of the biggest concerns of producers today, especially producers that are young in their careers, is getting an adequate source of prospects on a consistent basis at a reasonable price. So we're going to address those things today. How do we get leads? What are some of the avenues to get leads? How do we keep it consistent? And how do we buy them at a very low, low cost? And what I say, let's use free money. So first off, let's talk about the types of leads that are out there. And what I want to first say about leads is once you go with the lead system, go with it for at least 3 months. I have heard from so many top producers that this is the key to any prospecting system, because the first time you try some type of new prospecting source, you don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent because you haven't done it enough times. You have to give it enough tries. So whether you want to use TV leads, whether you want to do seminars, whether you want to do direct mail, do it consistently over 3 months. And we're going to talk about consistently and how that exactly works. As with anything, you get better the more you do it over time. It doesn't matter if you're shooting the basketball, shooting free throws, hitting the baseball. The more you do it, the more you're going to get better at it. So when it comes to a prospecting system, don't try lead generation prospecting system just once and then determine it's the greatest thing or the worst thing. Be sure you try it multiple times and stick with it, because you'll learn how to work these prospects over the course of time. So tip number 1 for today is when you sign up for a prospecting system, do it at least 3 months. So if you're going to do seminars multiple times over 3 months and then make a decision if you're going to continue it or not. Don't make a decision on seminars after this first seminar. Don't decide if they're great or if they're terrible after the first one. You're going to fine-tune it as you go along, and you're going to have better results. But after doing it for several seminars over 90 days, you'll have a pretty good idea of if it's for you or not. If you're going to do a direct mail lead program, sign up for a direct mail lead program with the vendor of your choice. Give them your credit card and tell them to drop leads on a consistent basis over the course of 3 months. What I see a lot of agents doing, and I've heard this from a lot of top producers as well, is that they'll do a direct mail lead program, then they'll wait till they see the leads, then they wait till they sell the leads, and then they'll buy more leads if it went well. The problem with that is that you're selling and then you're waiting for leads. So you have a big gap in your production to where you are selling, you had leads, you sold the leads, now you got to wait until you reorder. So the best way to do a direct mail program is to give your credit card to the vendor and tell them to drop leads for you on the 1st and 15th of every month or something similar, so that you always consistently have leads dropping and you always have a consistent source of prospects coming in. So again, let's review the first 2 items. First off, pick a lead system and stick with it for 90 days so that you have a really good indication whether or not this is a good prospecting system for you. It meets your personality. You've had a chance to meet with multiple prospects and you can really give it a good go for 90 days. Secondly, how do you get to that point? And maybe this should be the first point, is when you decide to do a prospecting system, be sure you have prospects, leads coming in on a consistent basis over the 90 days. So if you're going to do seminars, Maybe you want to set up one or two seminars, maybe as many as seminars as one a week for 3 months. Get a good test, get a good quantity of seminars going so you know if it works for you. If you're doing direct mail, again, give the vendor your credit card and sign up for direct mail on a consistent basis. Have your leads drop, say, the 1st and 15th of every month, so you constantly have prospects in front of you. You don't have a lull or a waiting period or some time to where you really don't have very good prospects to call on. So be sure you're consistent with your prospecting system. Next, how do you pay for it? Because if we're going to sign up for a consistent prospecting system, we know it's going to cost a little bit of money to make that happen over the course of the next 90 days. So let me give you a tip from one of our top producers that we had. And this person I've known for a long time, became a personal friend of mine, known him for certainly well over 25 years. He really taught me this tip, and this tip is this golden. It's a golden tip, and one I use all the time, whether you listen to me on webinars or if you're at any of my speaking engagements, you will hear me consistently give this tip. Here is how you purchase leads. For this agent, he did direct mail, but it works for any other prospecting system that has fairly quick turnaround on getting the leads and fairly quick turnaround on getting paid commissions. So it might not work as well with fully underwritten life insurance, but it works very well for Medicare supplements, for final expense life insurance, for annuities, things that have very short underwriting period and commissions can come back to you fairly quickly. So what is that tip? Well, here's how you do it. Now again, we want to use what I've coined the phrase as free money. This is the free money lead prospecting method, taught to me again by a top producer over 20, 25 years ago. And he used direct mail. So we'll just use direct mail in our example. So if you're going to buy direct mail leads, the way you do it is you determine on your credit card, when is the start of a new billing cycle? And a billing cycle is usually 30 days. So let's just say it's the first of the month to make it easy on ourselves. So at the first of the month, that's when you tell your lead vendor who's going to do your direct mail for you, at the first of the month, at the first day of your billing cycle, you have the lead vendor bill your account and drop the leads on that day. Have it all organized ahead of time. He's going to bill your account, hit your credit card, and drop the leads the same day. So that's day one. Then you're going to get your leads back in probably 5 days. Over the next 5 to 10 days, you're going to get the majority of your leads back. After that, so let's call that 7 days. So 7 days, you have the majority of your leads back. Now over the course of the next 7 to 10 days, let's call it 14 days, give you some extra time, you're going to go out and see those prospects. And if you're selling Medicare supplements, final expense, or some product that has pretty much a one interview close, that could be on annuities to some extent, you're going to close those agents, make those sales, and submit the applications. So now, in the course of 1 week, you got your leads. Over the next 2 weeks, you submitted multiple applications, and then we know that those are rapid turnaround products, so you're going to get your commission likely within the next cycle of commissions, and most companies pay daily, some pay weekly. So then you're going to get your commissions hypothetically another week later. So we've now gone 1 week from the start of the process to where the leads started coming back, 2 weeks to see the prospects and close some sales, another week for the insurance company to get back to you with your commissions. So now we're only 4 weeks into the process. But even if it goes longer than that, we all know that the billing cycle on your credit card is pretty much monthly, so 30 days. So now you're going to get that credit card bill, but we all know that that invoice from your credit card company is not due for hypothetically another 30 days. So you actually have 60 days of free money to make this work. So again, how does it work? Let's just say you do not want to put any of your own money down to buy leads. So you go to your lead vendor, have them hit your credit card on the first day of your billing cycle. You need to find out when that is, first day of your billing cycle. Then you have 7 days to get those leads. You have 14 days to see and sell those leads. Probably another 7 days before you get your commissions. We're only 28 days into a hypothetical 60-day process before you need to write out a check and pay back the credit card. So you can see if you do this on a regular basis, you are using the credit card's free money to buy the leads from your lead vendor. This works very well for a variety of different prospecting systems, but this is one of the number one ideas that agents are using, and I've shared this idea for, like I said, probably 25 years, and it still works today. But if you want to be able to buy leads with free money, know when your credit card hits. So let's review this podcast as we wrap it up. Number one, leads. That is the lifeblood of all salespeople. How do we get in front of prospects? When we do this, we want to follow a three-step program. Number one, you want to pick a prospecting system that fits your personality. Are you someone who likes a live audience? You can do seminars, workshops. Are you someone who likes people calling into you? Now we're talking about TV leads, maybe doing radio leads where people call in. Or do you like working a direct mail type system to where you're going to get a number of leads? You get the leads actually really fast, and you're very good at selling face-to-face in that manner. So pick a prospecting system that fits your personality, but then you have to give it more than one try. And that's probably the mistake that I see from the majority of low-producing agents who won't be in this business for very long, is they try a prospecting system one time, and they say, well, it doesn't work. Well, if it didn't work, it wouldn't be around anymore. If seminars didn't work, they wouldn't be around. If direct mail didn't work, agents and producers still wouldn't be purchasing direct mail. If TV leads didn't work, they wouldn't be around. If social media leads didn't work, that wouldn't be around. Again, pick out the prospecting system that fits your personality and then sign up for multiple, whether it's multiple seminars, multiple direct mail drops, or multiple TV lead purchases, whatever it is, sign up for more than one round of it during a 90-day period, and then you can decide at the end of 90 days if it's really for you or not. So again, pick a lead system that works for you. Number two, make sure you use it consistently over 90 days. Give it multiple tries so you can make an informed decision. And then number three, where possible, use the free money concept of leveraging your credit card and the billing cycle that it has so that you can buy your leads with quote unquote free money. So hopefully that tip has helped you today here in our second podcast. We hope your year is off to a great start. And if you have any questions, please respond to the podcast in the notes or contact me on social media. With that, thank you very much for joining us.